Sleep preparation. Sleep preparation. It's wise for all of us to plan on sleeping wonderfully, beautifully, and terrifically. But do we take the time to sleep preparation? Do we take the time to prepare ourselves for sleep? I do. I do every evening. I take just a moment or two before I go to sleep, and then I drift off into wonderful, peaceful sleep, and I awake as I choose. Before I go to sleep, I say, I sleep soundly. I have happy dreams. I awake in my ideal body at 6 a.m. I sleep soundly. I have happy dreams. I awake in my ideal body at 6 a.m. I sleep soundly. I have happy dreams. I awake in my ideal body at 6 a.m. Now I say this to myself as I'm cuddled up in my bed 3 times. Immediately when I lay down, I say it 3 times. I say, I sleep soundly. I have happy dreams. I awake in my ideal body at 6 a.m. And then, after I've said it 3 times, and I have been totally peaceful in saying it, then I say, all is in divine order, and I keep repeating, all is in divine order. I keep repeating, all is in divine order, until I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, naturally, I don't realize I'm saying it all night long. Probably I am not. Probably I'm just off in deep sleep. But I say it, the statement 3 times, and then I say, all is in divine order. And I say it in a repetition. I say it again and again and again. I don't say it because I have to say it. I don't say it because I want to say it. I say it because I have prepared myself to say it. I have made it a habit to say it. All is in divine order. Every time I think about what I'm thinking about, I'm thinking about all is in divine order. I'm thinking about the magnificent world I live in and how all is in divine order. And it's such a wonderful, beautiful feeling. Now, when I really do this in sort of an unconscious way, just sort of letting go and letting myself flow into this wonderful feeling, I have no need to get up in the night to go to the bathroom. I have no need to be awake to noises of the night. I have no need for anything at all except for being peace. Being peace and being in divine order. It's a wonderful series of statements to make, and I find it very helpful for me. Oh, I have some busy days, and I have some busy activities, and the projects I'm working on, and the things that I'm doing here on the campus all keep me busy. And I watch a video, I watch a Star Trek, and enjoy their wonderful way of being positive-thinking people. And sometimes I'll carry that adventure with me. I'll think about it. Think how wonderful they have conducted their lives and how wonderful they have written the program, the script, and living them beautifully. But then I let it go. I let it go. I think of all the statements that I'm making about all the people that I'm talking about, all the people that I'm saying are in divine order. So many call upon me and ask me for treatment and for statements for them. And I make the statement for them immediately when I talk to them or when I read their letter or their email. And immediately I say, all is in divine order. I see you whole and perfect. I see all the desires of your heart fulfilled. I live in that awareness, but I can see the desires in their heart fulfilled because the desires in my heart are fulfilled. I see the fulfillment in their life because first I see it in my own. And then as I finish making the statements for these people, as I finish thinking good thoughts for all of my family and all of my friends and all of my world, then I prepare myself to go to sleep. I prepare myself to go to sleep and I straighten out my room and lay down in my bed. My dog and my cat are with me. And they're ready for a sound night's sleep too. And I say to myself three times, you have to have a program, and this is my program. I say to myself three times, I sleep soundly. I have happy dreams. I awake in my ideal body at 6 a.m. And I say that three times, and then I say, all is in divine order. And I keep saying, all is in divine order. And the next thing I know, pop, there it is, 6 in the morning. The sun is sparkling through the windows. It's a wonderful, beautiful morning. And I sit on the edge of my bed and I pet my cat who is laying on my bed. And I pet my dog who has his nose right next to me there. And I say, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. And then I stand up and stretch my arms and stretch my legs and stretch myself. And I feel so very, very wonderful. I feel so very, very positive, so very, very fantastic. I just feel magnificent. And I smile to myself, and I look around at my wonderful hermitage, and I look around at all of the wonderful plants I have outside my hermitage, the wonderful trees that are growing there. I look at all the world about me. And I see the sun sparkling over the top of the mountains here, and I feel magnificent. I feel utterly fantastic because this is where I am. This is what I am. This is who I am. I awaken my ideal body. I awaken my ideal body, refreshed from a good night's sleep. And as I awaken my ideal body, I feel so glorious, so fantastic, so beautiful, so fulfilled, because it's my body, it's my life, and I have blessed it. And all the night long, I have had happy, wonderful dreams, and most of the time I have no idea what the dreams are about, and I don't need to know, but I have wonderful, happy, fantastic dreams, and I dream quietly and peacefully, joyfully and wonderfully. As I lay down for sleep at night, I say three times to myself, I sleep soundly, I have happy dreams, I awaken my ideal body at 6 a.m. And that's my alarm clock, and that's my life. I sleep soundly, I have happy dreams, I awaken my ideal body at 6 a.m. I sleep in my wonderful body. I sleep soundly. I have happy dreams. I awake in my ideal body at 6 a.m. And then, as I drift off to sleep, I'm saying, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And this is all I remember. And the next thing I know, there it is, 6 in the morning. And I'm up and awake and happy and ready for a glorious day, thinking about you and how wonderful you each are in my life and how much I love you. I love you. I love you.